I am fantasy and paranormal romance author Leslie Penelope, and welcome to My Imaginary Friends, a look behind the scenes of an author mapping the worlds in my head and making them a reality.
Hello, friends. Today is Sunday, April 2nd, 2023, and this is episode 212 of My Imaginary Friends. I'm Leslie, and I am coming to you live from Brooklyn, New York, from my hotel. So if the audio quality is a little different, I am sorry, I'm on the road. So this week's best thing, well, there's two things. So I'm here in New York for the National Black Writers Conference, which is put on by the Center for Black Literature at Medgar Evers College. And the event was yesterday. It was fantastic. I had an amazing time. It was really inspiring. You know, I do a lot of events, I do a lot of conferences, but I don't do a lot of all Black events. There's just a difference in the energy. And yeah, it was a really great experience. I didn't know what to expect going in. So I was moderating a panel, the first panel of the day, and I think that went really well. I got to meet some great writers and scholars, professors, illustrators, artists, and people like Danana Reeve-Dhu was there, who I did not actually get to talk to because she was in and then she was out. The honorees for the evening were Cherie Renee Thomas and Jewel Parker Rhodes, and I got to meet and speak with both of them, and they're just wonderful energy, so much like enthusiasm, and you know, they both gave speeches at the award and they were interviewed, and it was just really great to experience that. And there are other people that I had met before and people who were new to me, and yes, I had a great time. So really giving me a lot of life and energy, even though I was there for like 12 hours yesterday, which I hadn't expected going in. And at a certain point, you know, I'm an introvert and it's pulling a lot of energy, but it also does give a little bit. And I think what happens with introverts is that in the moment of the interaction or in the 12 hours of peopling that I was doing, I'm feeling more drained. And, you know, you'll talk to someone and have a great conversation, and then probably need to recover for a little bit. And then, you know, these conversations and these interactions and meeting people, it's great. But at the same time, it's draining. And so there was like a reception at the end and I was like, okay, I'm flagging. I'm dead on my feet, but I still love being here. And I think that the energy that it gives back happens over time. It'll happen over the next few weeks and months and then into the future when inevitably, as has always happened at things like this, you meet people, you make connections, the networking thing that yields opportunities, experiences in the future that you can't predict. And so that is sort of the energy coming back to you that was spent here. And it's just like anything else, there's balance. I think that the balance happens later. Whereas I assume for extroverts, they're getting energy during the event from the people right then and there. And maybe the cost is spread out. I'm not exactly sure. I'll have to talk to some more extroverts. If you are an extrovert and have some insights, please let me know in the comments. The other this week's best thing was that The Monsters We Defy won the audio award for the best fantasy audiobook. And I found out on social media. I had seen the night, I guess the day of, there was a gala. There was actually a physical award ceremony. But it doesn't seem like authors are invited to attend. It's like the audio book people. And so Hachette Audio, who did the audio book, they produced it. I saw their picture on Instagram, the, you know, people that worked there all dressed up going to the event. And then I guess that either that night, maybe it was that night, I was on Instagram and it popped up. They were, you know, broadcasting the winners or posting about the winners. And yes, it's super exciting. I adore that audiobook. The narrator, Shayna Small, is amazing. She just brought the characters to life in ways that it was just so amazing hearing someone's interpretation of them and taking what I had written and really understanding it and bringing something new and like what I had put in there, but also her take on it. And so everyone at Hachette Audio and Shayna Small, is just congratulations to them. I'm excited. I like to say that I was, you know, they presented me with a few auditions from narrators. And I think that's the first time that's happened to me. And, you know, at first there was like three or four and they weren't quite right. And I was like, am I allowed to ask for more auditions? And my agent was like, yeah, you can try. So what I did was I went and I found people. I started listening to audiobooks and samples of Black female narrators. And I made a suggestion. I made like 5 or 6 suggestions. And so Sienna Small was one of my suggestions. And so I feel like a little bit responsible, you know, like I didn't have anything to do with the audiobook aside from writing the book that was read and produced. But I did recommend her because I had seen her work. She has a huge body of work. She's won audio awards before. She's very good. And so, yes, very grateful for this and super excited about it. So my writing update. This week, I spent rereading what I had. I had intended, I think I said last week, that I was going to fast draft Act 3 over a couple of days. And I got to the first scene I was supposed to fast draft. And I was like, wait, I'm not exactly sure that this is the right thing to have happen. I had the outline for the end of the book. And the basic things were right, but I just knew that I had to go back and reread to make sure I'm closing the loops, that I'm answering the questions, that I am, you know, closing the doors that I opened, not leaving something wild and big hanging. So that's what I did. I spent a couple of days rereading, and I was at this tension because the time is drawing short. You know, I have a week left at this point, but I just knew that I would be floundering. Like I could take the time to reread it, which I was going to have to do anyway. I was going to reread the entire book at the end. So I just front loaded it. And it allowed me to make some notes about things that I definitely need to hit in the end of the book and make some just tweaks, fixes, all the little polishing things that I was going to do at the end. I did that already, so that's something off my plate. But it allowed me to feel more confident that I was going to be writing the end one time. I have enough time to write it once and not any more than that. And that I was doing what needed to be done at the end. And, you know, the idea of surprising yet inevitable, you know, there were some twists that I had that I was like, that's kind of coming out of nowhere. I didn't really set that up. But I had made this discovery last week that I can bring through and figure out how to make that sort of a discovery. There's less of a twist and more like, oh, wow. And hopefully that will feel satisfying for the story. You know, it's all about bringing everything to a close in a satisfying way. This is another standalone. And I think it'll probably, hopefully, I don't know. I thought Monsters stood alone pretty well. Like, I still get lots of requests for sequels. So we will see what happens when this comes out. But it probably will be even more closed than Monsters. I admit that the Monsters We Defy, I left a lot of open windows, you know. And I did it on purpose, not because I wanted to write a sequel. I wanted the ability to, even though it was a standalone. But I also think that at the end of books, there should be a life that they can take on in the reader's mind. You know, if it's fan fiction or just headcanon or whatever, you go away thinking about it and thinking about what happens to the characters next. And so I still want that to happen. And I think that is definitely going to, because you end this book in a new place, and all of the characters are on the cusp of something new, but they've ended the thing before, and that's what's most important. So then I re-outlined the rest of Act 3, and I started fast drafting it on the train coming up here. Today on the train going back, I will get as much fast drafted as I can. I was not able to write it all yesterday. Like I said, I was there for 12 hours. So I had, you know, there was a little bit of quiet time, but I need to focus and write and not sort of be in the middle of something with my head buzzing with people and conversations and things. So we'll just have to go hard this week and get it done. I'm not worried. I feel like every day is important. You know, I didn't intend to miss a day yesterday. In my mind, I thought, oh, I'll be able to write in the morning or in the evening or whatever. Like, I should have known better. I've been doing this long enough to have known better, but I still delude myself. So yeah, every day is going to be important to the next 7 days until it's due. Oh, and I also got to meet my editor in person for the first time, which was lovely. That was wonderful. Had really good tacos. And she's lovely. So we had a good chat, and she was asking me how it's going, and then they asked me about the new, you know, whatever new I'm going to be doing whenever I get to that. So yeah, ideas for new books always coming. I do have an idea. She had suggested like a basic concept to me for the next thing she would like to see from me, and I like that. So that's in the back of my mind, noodling and growing. That will be a 2024, maybe end of 2023, depends on how this year goes. We'll see. I'm like April. I'm doing 1 week at a time, 1 month at a time at the moment. And that's working for me. Like, sometimes I will do a whole year plan. If you've been a podcast listener for a long time, you will know I usually have my year-long writing schedule, and it's very helpful. I didn't do that this year. I don't know if I talked about it. I didn't really think about it. I was just like, this book is due here, and I have this another book due here, and then I have to figure out when I'm writing Brutal Fortress, which is the third book in the Bliss War series, and we will figure that out. Once I turn this book in, I will divert my mental energy to perhaps I'll do a schedule then. Maybe I won't. I don't know. With Beastly Kingdom coming out at the end of April, those are the other things I was doing this week, getting that together, getting the print book laid out, ordering, well, I ordered a proof, and I ordered some books on D2D and Drafted Digital. So there's two places where I get print books, and I think the cover is going to be shifted off a little bit. So we'll see how that works. But all of the self-publishing tasks that are really exhausting, and I'm going to push off some other stuff until after this book is done, or just squeeze it into the evenings, I guess. But with Beastly Kingdom coming out, and it will call it a cliffhanger, because I'm sure people will call it a cliffhanger, even though I might be deluding myself by saying it's not. Not knowing when book three is coming out is a little stressful. I mean, I'm sure people will be asking about it, and my answer will be as soon as I can do it. I've said it's possible if I, depending on how long of a break I need in April when, after I turn this in next week, I'm planning for at least a week. It could go longer. If it goes too much longer, it will go forever. That's my fear. That's why I don't often take writing breaks, because it's inertia. You know, as long as I'm in motion, I stay in motion. If I stop, getting started again is really hard. But I need a break, and I have to honor that. So maybe it's 1 to 2 weeks, and I can take off until my birthday, which is April 18th. And then, I don't know, probably start writing definitely by May. But I have another book due October 1st at the moment, unless I push it back, which I could do, because it hasn't, I still am in that period of time when contracts are being signed at some point. So yes, that's why I don't think about scheduling, because it's a domino effect. And I have to think about that later. I came across a quote this week from Ryan Holiday, who is the stoic guy, is what I call him. He does his Instagram and his newsletter is about stoicism. And so the quote is, instead of believing in yourself, generate evidence. And I like that. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong in believing in yourself prior to having evidence, but it's easier when you have evidence. And even with evidence, you doubt yourself and you have imposter syndrome. But when you can look at the things that you've done and accomplished, then it becomes so much easier to know that you can do that in the future. If you're at the very beginning stages and you haven't actually done anything in this field, you've done something else. Like, maybe you want to be a writer, but you haven't published yet. But you've gotten to this point in your life, you have accomplished other things that you've tried. So that's evidence. And then you can take that evidence of having done something in your career or something else, some other field, and say, well, I did that. I can finish this book. I can. And so you're generating evidence. And that at a certain point, you don't have to believe in yourself. You just have to look at your receipts. And I really like that. And the way that it was phrased hit me pretty hard. So sharing that with you, hopefully it will help someone. Also, I had an interview on the New Books in Science Fiction podcast with Rob Wolf. That is online. I will link to that in the show notes. It's accompanied by a little write-up in Lit Hub. So check that out. It was a great conversation about The Monsters We Defy. And that is it for me for this week. It's a short episode since I'm on the road. But goals for this week? Finishing the book. Next time I talk to you, I will either have, well, I record before Monday, but I should be very close to turning in the manuscript. And next time this podcast comes out, it will have been sent. So coming up on the home stretch, very excited about this and to see how it ends, to see what else I discover over the next week, and just bring it home and having a rest, having a break afterwards. And I will talk to you next week. I hope that you have a wonderful week. For episode show notes and to sign up for the Footnotes newsletter and get the show notes in your inbox, go to myimaginaryfriends.net. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, watch the video episodes on YouTube, and you can email me at podcast@lpenelope.com. I would really appreciate a rating and review to help support the show. And My Imaginary Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. For more fantastic podcasts, go to frolic.media/podcast.